That's right, Catherine. It's emerged in the last couple of months that when Inland Fisheries Ireland was established in 2010 by the Inland Fisheries Act, the power to prosecute people in the district court was not transferred over to Inland Fisheries Ireland from the regional fisheries boards as they were previously. And this is a legal flaw that has meant that prosecutions that Inland Fisheries Ireland has had to withdraw from over 150 prosecutions that are currently before the courts. And the government is bringing through legislation in the Dáil last week to rectify that situation and close off that legal loophole. I think everybody thinks that's fair enough, and that it should be a situation where they should have the legal powers to prosecute people. But it leads to the question then of the people who have been successfully prosecuted by Inland Fisheries Ireland since 2010. And I believe that if they had been illegally taken, brought before the courts, those convictions are unsafe. But the government are denying this, and the government are saying that there's no problem with those convictions. If that's the case, why do they need this emergency legislation?
Well, earlier this week, Deputy Pearse Doherty requested directly from Inland Fisheries to withdraw its case against three Donegal fishermen. Are you saying that the ball should really be in the government's court?
Yeah, the case that Pearse Doherty was talking about earlier on the week is one I've highlighted myself in the past, and it's actually a separate issue, but it's around the Ross's Anglers and the Gidor, or the Gibara fishery in Litchimacha Ward, where there's a dispute over whether Inland Fishery actually has ownership of the fishery and can regulate it in at all, and that is in the, currently before the High Court. These cases that I'm talking about are actually separate, where the Inland Fisheries have been prosecuting people for illegal fishing. And the government really, I believe, is trying to cover this up and trying to ignore the scandal, and basically saying that people who were illegally brought before the courts, that their convictions are okay, and that is, as far as I can make out, is not the case in any circumstance. And there's about 320 people who have been prosecuted since the 2010 Act came in, and I believe that all those convictions are unsafe.